if you keep sticking with it and you make it through the journey and become successful where you can sustain yourself trading or at least add it part-time to whatever else you're doing, you're going to get to the point where it's your own way. It's your own plan. And that can be pieces of other people's plans. It can be you learning, observing, and reading books and taking different approaches and melding them into your own. But it becomes your own thing. It's never, ever going to work if it's somebody else's thing. You'll never survive with somebody else's system, somebody else's rules. It's just, it doesn't work. And when you figure out that that doesn't work, you're allowed to move a lot quicker to the next stage. So why do I say that? Because, well, my parents used to tell me when I started trading and I was struggling, why don't you just sit next to the best trader in the office and watch what they do? How could you possibly lose money that way? And it seems like a great suggestion. It seems like, how could that be wrong? But it is wrong. It doesn't work because you don't have the thoughts. You don't feel the market. You're not living that. It's like a living organism and you're connecting with the market and you're in there feeling it and your idea flow that's going through your head and the different emotional triggers and things that make you unique interact with the market and allow you to have things that are good and things that are bad in terms of your profitability. You could be strong at one thing, like holding a trade to the target, and you could be weak at another thing, like taking a loser. And the other person might be very different. So you can't use their ideas and sit through the same trade as they would. You just won't do it the same way. But what you can do is learn how to think. How do successful people think about the market? How do they deal with adversity? How do they find new ideas? How do they deal with self-doubt, bad runs? How do they deal with when they're euphoric and they've had a lot of winning and it seems like they're in a danger zone? All that stuff you can learn from and make it part of your own process. But blending it together and making it your own is the only way it works. And if you think about anyone who's successful, it's always their own process. It's something unique and it's an expression of your authentic self. It's not packaged that... It's not something that was packaged and sold to you from someone else. So you see all the time with, especially with investing, with trading, there's always a system or an indicator. And if you made that system or you made that indicator, it's probably going to work really well for you. But when you're buying it from someone else, you're looking for some kind of a shortcut and you're looking for something to validate your fears or something to make it easier for you. And it just won't work. It doesn't mean that that indicator or that system can't be part of your learning or that you can't take some of that to make it your own. You certainly can. But that in the end, the only plan that's going to work is the one that you go through that fits you. And part of fitting you means pain. And it sucks to have pain. It sucks to go through losers and really dark streaks where you think you're not going to make it or where you're just doing things consistently wrong, even though you're working really hard and studying and expecting that the results will come and they just don't come. And that process creates a lot of pain. And through that pain, you learn to make adjustments and you learn that if you do those things again, that pain is going to come back and it starts to build your system because you learn to stay away from those things and go to the other things. And slowly it becomes your own. So for me, my biggest losses, by far, my best learning experiences, absolutely by far. And I've had some really bad losses, ones that have set me back for a year. And it's not just the loss, it's the emotional toll and it's the opportunity cost mostly, because if the market gets busy or there's really good opportunities, you are unable to do anything because you're stunned by your loss. So you're financially and emotionally beaten down until you kind of dig yourself out of that. So learning to not let it go that far becomes a huge part of the game.